Maybe the best illustration of the sheer magnitude of this shift has been hovering right over the heads of Costco shoppers for the last few weeks.
What we're looking at is a whole run of about 30 pallets of alcohol at the moment.
Kelly Frasina is the manager of the North Spokane Costco.
We have everything from R&R to the various vodkas, Crown Royal, Jack Daniel's number 7, 20-year-old
All of it
vodkas.
Literally waiting in the wings for opening night.
And everything goes well, we'll have a first at Costco. We'll be selling alcohol as of 10 a.m.
This first didn't come cheap. Costco spent more than $22 million last year convincing Washington voters to do away with the state's monopoly on liquor sales. And it worked. The wholesale giant is now banking on customers making a stop in the liquor aisle on their way past the juicer demonstrations.
I think it adds a whole other dimension to Costco. It's exciting.
Would you like to try some of our cheese today?
Free samples of booze are still not allowed, though. Moving a business from government control to the private sector also requires some major recalibration by the people who actually make the stuff.
So we call this our gigantic whiskey savings account back here.
That's Don Poffenroth showing me 250 barrels of whiskey at Dry Fly Distillery in Spokane. He's one of the founders. Poffenroth says production here has doubled since the election last fall. It used to be all of Dry Fly's gins, whiskeys, and vodkas sold in Washington went to a single distribution center in Seattle.
We had one point of delivery, one customer, one invoice. It was a fairly simple process. Now we have hundreds of customers, so we've had to add a staff person to ultimately handle kind of the accounting side of that as well.
Poffenroth hopes privatization will put the Dry Fly label under the noses of people who maybe never set foot in one of those state shops before.
When we can go from being on 300 shelves to 1,000 shelves, we've just increased the visibility of our tiny little brand. So just from an exposure standpoint, it's a great thing for us.
But while work ramps up at distilleries and superstores, another business is closing. That's how the Washington State Liquor Control Board's Pat McLaughlin thinks of this week's handoff to the private sector. He says the state liquor agency has been terminating leases, finding buyers for its inventory, and making layoffs.
The people that made this such a success are mostly losing their jobs. So we have over 1,000 people that will be out of work.
And what about you? Are you retaining your job?
No, I'm one of the 1,000 casualties of the process.
McLaughlin says he plans to host a big going away party for his colleagues with drinking. Meanwhile, hard alcohol in neighboring Oregon and Idaho continues to be sold at state-run stores, and both states are watching carefully what happens in Washington. In Post Falls, Idaho, the liquor store gets a lot of business from Washington residents who cross the state line for less highly taxed booze. Spokane resident Wilma Millick is glad liquor will now be readily available at her local grocery store.
I think it'll be a lot more convenient. It'll be good for the stores.
But privatization may not do much for her pocketbook. The new Washington law includes fees that are expected to drive prices even higher, at least in the short term. That may send Washington bourbon drinkers like Alan Grigg across the Idaho border in even larger numbers.
I'm not sure we understand exactly what all the changes are going to be. I'm not sure the voters knew what they voted for, to be honest with you.
How did you vote on it? Turns out he was for the new law before he was against it. Now, after 78 years of state control, he and other Washington residents are getting their first taste of liquor sold in the private sector. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.